Steps to Achieving Soul Rest continued. We have seen that the first three steps to achieving soul rest in Matthew 11, 28 to 30 are to concede your burden, come to Christ, and connect to Christ. We will now look at the last two steps. The fourth step is to center around Christ. In Matthew 11, 29, Jesus says, "Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light," verse 30. Christ's yoke often involves sacrifice, service, persecution, loneliness. Is that easy? Yes, when it is accompanied by joy, peace, abundance, and fulfillment. Yes, when rewards outshine disappointments. Yes, when the cloud of deception lifts. Yes, every time. How do we learn from Jesus? How can we help others to learn from Jesus? Christ is teaching us in a gentle, humble manner. Are we listening to him? Reflect on your personal life. In the different ways, through different people and situations, Jesus has been teaching you. Jesus promised to personally walk with us on this journey. He is teaching us, guiding us, picking us up, helping us in every situation, comforting us, listening and talking to us on a lifelong journey. When we are taking Christ's yoke, remember it takes two to carry a yoke, and most of the load is on Jesus. Are we truly making him our center? Is everything we love the most always second to him? Can we trust when we cannot see? Finally, we need to continue in Christ. In Matthew 11, 29, Jesus says, "And you will find rest for your souls." You, personal, will, it is guaranteed over time, find. It's an experience of discovery throughout life. Soul rest. The only true rest we have is soul rest. We begin to enjoy it in this world and continue in the next. We will face the danger of getting caught under the old yoke. We know it when there's less time and place for Christ in our mind, heart, and life. Soul rest is not a short-term experience. It is a lifestyle. We need to embrace this lifestyle and ensure no compromises creep in. Placing all your bets on God, getting all your rest from God. When lonely, look to him for companionship. When busy, ensure priority for him. Constantly talk and listen to him. If stressed and anxious, trust him and receive his peace. When exhausted and ill, experience his strength in weakness. When excited, share the excitement first with him. Invest your best efforts while completely depending on him for results. View the world from Christ's perspective.